Welcome to Embodying the Venus Cycle with Michelle Burns. On April the 7th, we had the Earth Star Chakra Gate activated when the Moon and Venus met in the sign of Aries. As Venus journeys closer to the Sun and further from the Earth, we are called to remember our roots, our ancestors, where we came from, and to ground ourselves into the energy of the Earth herself. The Earth Star Chakra exists just outside of our physical body, beneath our feet, and it connects us to the strength of the Earth and improves our sense of belonging, our connection with others. The Earth Star also connects us with our creative soul purpose, and we have Chiron, the Wounded Healer, joining the North Node in the sign of Aries at this total eclipse today. The North Node represents where our karmic destiny is, where we're seeking to evolve in this lifetime. It's not an area that is really comfortable for us because it's new. And with Chiron there, it's reminding us of how that may feel really vulnerable. You may feel like you're not good enough and not ready enough. This is a powerful time for us to be releasing any kind of fears we have regarding making decisions and taking concrete action in our lives. And as Venus is drawing further away from the Earth, there can be a feeling of uncertainty within where we're not so sure of ourselves. There can be a lot of self-doubt. Mercury is retrograde right now in the sign of Aries. When Mercury is retrograde, it is a time to go within, to reflect, to remember, to reconsider, to reorganize. And in the sign of Aries, it can be knowing when to speak and knowing when it is time to be silent. When Mercury is retrograde, we can adjust the way that we are taking in information. It invites us to slow down and to relook at things. How are we maybe perceiving ourselves in a way that isn't true? What stories are we maybe telling ourselves about our inability to be our own leader? And what beliefs do we hold about our ability to make our own choices? This is an excellent time to go inside and listen to some of that inner dialogue. We can then create new ways of speaking to ourselves. When we heal our mind with our words, when we speak with love and forgiveness, this is mirrored back to us from others. And then we're able to heal ancestral wounds and create a loving, supportive environment of words of love for the next generation. With this supercharged new moon in Aries, we have a wonderful opportunity to heal some of the anger that we may have been suppressing or maybe projecting onto others. With Mars, Saturn, and Neptune still in the sign of Pisces, we're reminded that forgiveness for ourselves and for others is the beginning of real healing starting to happen. I am so grateful that you've joined me today. Thank you. I will be back in about a month's time when we have Venus joining the Moon in the sign of Taurus.